Well, it's interesting. The whole Southeast, we've been accustomed to thinking of as being a pretty water wealthy part of the country, but they've been having serious problems of water supply, as you know, there in Florida, the last few years, with serious droughts happening in 2007, 2008, 2009, in some parts of the Southeast, and of course, competition for water. As you just brought up the competition issue, serious competition for water between Georgia, Alabama, and Florida around the Apalachicola, Chattahoochee, Flint river system. And Florida is last in line for that water. So, again, reaching an agreement that meets the needs of the entire basin and supplies water not only to the residents of Florida, but to Apalachicola Bay, where there's an important fishery that depends on that freshwater flow coming down through those other states out through Florida and supporting the fisheries in the coastal areas of Apalachicola Bay. So that's a really important issue for Florida to pay attention to. And, of course, conservation is a key thing. You know, there's just not a lot of new water to tap. And so conserving water in and around the home, reducing use of water inside the home as well as outside the home, a lot of water going to irrigate lawns and golf courses that can be used more efficiently and reduced. So there's an awful lot that can be done to make the situation better.
And finally, the Tampa Bay area has one of the largest desalination plants in the country. What do you see as the future for desal?
Well, desalination has been a growth industry for sure in the last decade. It's a very expensive technology. It takes a lot of energy to remove salt from water. The Tampa Bay plant, as well as most of the other plants built in this country, rely on what's called reverse osmosis, where you push water, salt water, through a membrane to get the fresh water out, leave the salts behind. It takes a lot of energy to do that. So desalination is an expensive technology. The one there in Tampa is a bit less expensive than the average because you've got a way to get heat from a nearby plant to help run it. But in general, it's an expensive technology. And typically, conservation measures and efficiency improvements are much cheaper, both economically and environmentally, as an alternative to that desalination option. So I think looking more seriously at conservation and efficiency first makes a lot of sense, because typically we're desalinating water with fossil fuels that are contributing to the warming that's leading to more droughts and so on. So we're solving one problem by increasing another one. And that's not necessarily the best solution. So again, I think conservation and efficiency measures are the place to look first.